The Senate Intelligence Committee's report on post-9/11 interrogation practices is eliciting plenty of reaction from pundits and principals in Washington. Let's consider public perceptions with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
And also, let's trace reaction since September 11th.
Our firm here at Gallup and other firms that we've looked at really haven't asked a lot about torture in recent years. So we have to go back and say, all right, through the decade of the 2000s, what was reaction? And it's kind of been a shift. Initially, in those years, 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, when we and other pollsters asked Americans about torture, there was quite a negative reaction. At one point, let me give you an example. In 2005, 74% of Americans said yes. The U.S. has tortured individuals, but only 38% said that they thought that was a good idea. But as time has moved on, and we, and then Pew Research did a poll in 2009, 2011, we found actually more people saying that torture was justified than not as we move more to the present time. So I would think the best summary is that Americans are opposed to torture in general. But more recently, Americans have been willing to admit that, yes, there may have been occasions when torture was justified.
And are those occasions spelled out?
Our questions and others that I've seen didn't get into a lot of specifics about the exact circumstances where it might or might not be justified. But most of the questions simply said when there was a serious threat to the U.S., would torture be justified or not?
Frank, the release of the Intelligence Committee report overshadowed previous attention regarding President Barack Obama's executive actions on immigration. Can Gallup attribute changes in his job approval based on this one issue?
We certainly can to Hispanics. I think there's no question about it. He got a significant bump in approval rating. Let me give you the data. In the weeks prior to his announcement, which came, Dave, on November 20th, that is the president's announcement of his executive actions, approval among Hispanics, 52%. In the 2 weeks since then, approval among Hispanics, 64%. That's a 12-point jump, and at one point, it had even been higher than that. It's settling back down a little. At the same time, his approval among whites and blacks didn't change much at all. So clearly, the impact of these actions was not negative for a lot of Americans, but for Hispanics, and I might add, in particular, for Hispanics who tell us they were not born in the U.S., his approval rating jumped significantly.
Frank, presumably, President Obama's executive action means that more Hispanics will be able to stay in the United States. With that, and it's holiday season, do we know anything about spending habits of that demographic?
Indeed, we do. We've looked at it very carefully, and on average, Hispanics in this country spend more money on a daily basis than non-Hispanics, not just for the holiday season, but for year-round data that we collect, about $6 more on average. The reason is that Hispanics in this country skew young. The Hispanic population is quite young, and when you're young, you're much more likely to have children. In fact, half of all 18-plus Hispanics that we interview in this country say they have children in the home, and it's only about a third for all Americans. So clearly, that's a big factor in their spending because all of our data show, and this is not a great shock, Dave, but if you have children, you're more likely to spend money. So Hispanics actually are a very important component of the overall retail economy in this country.
Frank, as die-ins continue in reaction to events in Ferguson, Missouri and Staten Island, New York, is there polling on new attitudes regarding police?
We went back and looked at a lot of data that we have collected over the years on confidence in police. And what we did here is we looked at those African Americans who lived in urban areas versus those who didn't. And the reason we were looking specifically at African Americans is because this data and a lot of other data show that blacks are much lower overall in confidence in the police. And that's what we found historically. But what was interesting was if you are African American and live in an urban area, your confidence in the police was about 12 points lower than if you're African American and don't. 26% confidence among blacks in urban areas, 38% among blacks who don't live in urban areas. So clearly these data point to not only a generalized, much lower than average confidence level in police among blacks in this country, but a particularly low level of confidence for blacks living in urban areas. And of course, that's relevant to what we've seen in these incidents recently that occurred in the St. Louis metropolitan area and in the greater New York metropolitan area.
Is there a similar disparity, though, in white attitudes between urban and non-urban dwellers?
Excellent question, and there is not. Confidence of police among whites in urban areas is 62%, and it's 60 in non-urban areas, no statistical difference, and among Hispanics the same way. Hispanics have quite a lot of confidence in police and no major difference between urban and non-urban areas. So it's really important to note that this urban distrust, or at least lack of confidence in police, is very specific to African Americans in this country.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.